All right, good morning, everybody. I am, it's Woody, and I am getting ready to head to work in my car, and I wanted to record an audio. This is the third time I've tried to record this, actually. The first two times crashed and burned, and I couldn't figure out why. It sounded like there was maybe like static electricity or something, but I'm headed to work in my car, and so getting ready to brave the morning commute. I don't think it's going to be too bad, but I wanted to talk for a bit about cars in general and, you know, speaking as a North American, cars are very, it's a very American thing to do. Bear with me too. I'm very sleepy. So, and my coffee in favor of raspberries because I thought if traffic was bad, I could curse by saying, oh, raspberries, and just eat a raspberry or something. Actually, I'm really hungry, so. So now you're going to hear me eating raspberries, which are okay, but they melt in your mouth. Okay. This is going to be great. This is going to be a great way to wake up. So, back to the subject at hand, why did I decide to record this morning? Because I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about the cars and trucks that we drive or if how we get around transportation. It's almost inevitable that we all like to drive and be, I don't know what's the word, connected somehow to our vehicles. I think it's a sign of our personalities, and I think that it's a very American thing to basically get in the car and drive. But more importantly, I was thinking about this, how a car makes a person an individual. Because we all tend to drive similar models. And I know I ask the question on backstage a lot, sometimes when I do surveys, what kind of driver are you? If you're a defensive driver, if you're an aggressive driver, do you cut people off? Do you swear? You know, how would I like being a passenger in your car? And my sense of driving, I'll start with that. I'm very, very safe driver. I'm very cautious. I do love cranking up my music and listening to it loud. More importantly, though, I typically have both hands on the wheel. I don't usually text and drive. You know, all the things that basically make us the safest drivers on the road possible. That being said, I mean, in my last failed attempt, I mentioned the fact that I haven't gotten a speeding ticket, but I did get a moving violation because I ran through a stop sign. And that was a story in which I confessed that I was drunk at the time, which was not a good thing to convince. Certainly, it happens, but more importantly, like, stay safe on the road. That's the key. Have to eat another raspberry because it's good. So, there is a sameness to driving and kind of this quality. Well, I call it the American quality. I don't know if it gets as exposed overseas, so if you guys are, you know, in different areas where the transportation system, you know, is more prone to, like, you know, tubes or buses or even bicycles, there's this sameness that you get when you drive, especially when you're stuck in traffic with each other. Like, people have to be stuck in traffic when they're going from one place to another, and so a lot of times I feel like the personality shines when you are in traffic together, you know, whether or not we realize that we're all doing the same thing. But more importantly, people are calling their loved ones, they're rocking out to music, they're getting irritated and upset, or maybe they're even just blissful because they're on their way to something really good. So my first part of that is it really doesn't matter how people decide to interact with their vehicles. I mean, well, it does matter. I don't know why I said it doesn't matter. It does matter. This is me being sleepy. I don't know. What was the point I was trying to make? Oh, raspberries. Okay, so cars are part of our personality. There's something else I wanted to hit there. Oh, I was going to say, just because you don't have a car doesn't mean that you can't be connected somehow to cars. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, when you were kids, and when I was a kid, we did the family road trip. So you'd be in the car, and you'd be driving around railroad tracks. You'd be driving around, you'd just, like, be super active. Super active. You wouldn't be super active. You'd be hyperactive. You wouldn't be hyperactive. You'd be stuck in the car. I had brothers, so they didn't stop to go to the bathroom. If we had to go, they just basically said, here's a cup. Use it. And that was basically how I spent my childhood, like, peeing in front of my siblings and just being like, I guess this is how it happened now. I mean, in some respects, it's you don't care. Streaming music is different now because you got radio stations back in the day. Boy, I flipped those words around. Getting on the freeway. Raspberries. All right. I can't believe I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out as is because it's like 10 minutes. It won't be that bad. I'm not very critical of other drivers, but when I was a kid and we were on these road trips, we'd be listening to the radio, and of course the stations would drift in and out as you pass through the towns and cities. And usually our family trips were single day affairs, but they would be the whole day. So we'd wake up super early in the morning and then be pinned to the car for like 12 or 13 hours. If you're an adult or if you have like kids or something, just please keep in mind that like kids need to stretch their legs more than once every like 4 hours or so. Like, stop the car. It's not as far as it can go on the gas tank you have. So don't be afraid to stop the car and like to stretch your legs and stuff. I really like photography, and I'm interested in maybe taking my car in the fall to different places that I can get to within a day's trip. So you might see pictures from me in certain areas of the country that I can get to and take like cool pictures and stuff. What else was I going to say? Cars. Oh, buses, school buses, and trucks, pickup trucks, hanging out in the back. Cars can be a very regional thing. I mean, certainly if you live in a very urbanized area where public transportation is rampant, you might not have the experience or the familiarity or even the draw to drive yourself. In which case, you kind of have this, you still have your zone, your bubble, so to speak, of transportation. It's just like walking or biking or skateboarding. And I think that's cool. I do think that that's inherently, you know, car driven or the construct of a car. I don't know if that bubble exists before cars are invented. That's my thought process on it. But I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. So, and somebody's about to merge it to somebody else. Nope. They fixed it. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. Good thing I mentioned it, because I'm going through the motions of what I was talking about last time. You know, we drive on our journey so much. I've typically been the navigator, but I'm a very safe driver. I don't usually exceed the speed limit. But more importantly, I don't really, I know it's a misnomer, I don't think about the gender, the, you know, racial, whatever, you know, preconceived notions that people have about driving, like, women are unsafe drivers. I don't buy into that. I think that everybody is their own unique driver. But most importantly, I can speak for myself and say, like, I like navigating, but more importantly, I don't necessarily need to know where I'm going anymore to have an enjoyable time to get there. Like they say, destination, journey, that sort of thing. That being said, I don't like to ask for directions. I kind of just like getting in my car sometimes where I don't know where I'm going and just exploring and looking around. And it's fun. It's neat to be involved that way, you know? And by the way, if you work in any sort of the automobile industry, whether you sell it or you assemble it or you are doing road construction on the side, anything that has to do with automobiles, maybe even repair, my heart goes out to you because it's so it's such an autonomous thing to hop in your vehicle and for everything to work, to be like, I have all this standard equipment. I want to, you know, blast my music, or I want to listen to my air conditioner. I want my air conditioner on hot days, or I want my Bluetooth to work so I can talk to my family. You guys make it happen, you know, like, whether or not we realize it. A lot of people, you know, get upset, like, it costs how much to fix it? And I don't know enough about, obviously, the automobile industry to really say, you know, what I know about it. But more importantly, I just think that if you are a driver, even if you do things like Lyft or, what's the other big one? Uber, or drive a taxi, or drive a bus, anything that has to do with transportation, like, I really respect that. So, you know, from one driver to another, thank you. I tip my cap to you. I honk my horn at you. And, yep. That's what I do. All right, I'm just about at my destination, which is work. And I still need coffee, but my raspberry flat's almost empty. And I didn't curse, which is good. Yeah, so if you want in the comments, if you listened, feel free to let me know what kind of driver you are and if this drove you crazy, if I should have done it at home or in the studio. And more importantly, like, what's the one thing from driving that kind of reflects your true character or personality? Is it a certain thing that you do in the way that you drive? For me, it's music. I mean, it's been torturous, like, not being able to listen to music while I've been recording this, because I love music. It wakes me up. It pumps me up. I'll probably crank the music in the car for a bit. But more importantly, like, not be safe, but just, like, what do you think makes your personality shine when you're driving? And, yeah, I'd love to see it in the comments, and I guess that's all I have to say. So, thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.